Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready.
You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes. So ready.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
I'm ready.
And this is Overtime.
Okay. I'm ready.
KMOX News Time 8:33. I'm Debbie Monterey, and joining me here, John Hancock.
It's cold.
It is. Amy Markscores.
Good morning.
And Mark Reardon.
Well, good morning, everyone.
We're all trying.
How are
to...
you? Hey, by the way, on that song there, who knows? Hancock will know this. Who sings backup on that song that we're hearing right now?
Backup.
Well, kind of like the high voices there.
I don't know.
Prince.
John Lennon.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I did not know that.
I think Prince was like 8 when this song came out.
Well done, really.
Yeah.
So, I've had a lot of things going on personally, and I went to bed early last night, and I just felt like it was an accomplishment for me to get here this morning at 4 a.m., and the first thing Tom Franklin, our news editor, asks me is, did you see the meteor? And I thought, well, wouldn't you figure there's a meteor and I miss it? It was about 9 o'clock last night. I've seen lots of video of it. It's so cool. All kinds of different angles of it and people sending in their versions of the video. A meteor streaking through the sky. Drivers stuck in traffic saw it as well. John Hancock, did you see the meteor?
I saw the light. Mm. I'm sitting in the family room watching a Monday night football game and I saw the light. I didn't think much of it.
Do
and then
you
the dog
sing?
Went nuts.
I saw the light.
I did. And then Gus went nuts barking. I didn't hear it, but I saw the light.
Okay. I did not see it. I was reading with my back turned to the window at my apartment, but my sister was at her house. And she thought a car was on the driveway turning around because she said it looked like headlights were shining into the front door and the windows. So she got up and opened the door and looked around and thought, well, what was that light? It looked like a car was shining its light in the house. And one of my running buddies didn't see it, but he heard it. He heard a sonic boom and he ran outside because he heard this boom, you know, just shaking, rattling the windows. So, isn't that crazy? I missed all the excitement, but I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you reading?
It's really amazing.
I was reading High Crimes and Misdemeanors, A History of Impeachment for the Age of Trump by Frank Bowman III. I was so riveted, I missed the meteor.
We need to take out a loan, Amers, and buy you a life
afterwards. Mark, did you see the meteor?
I did not see the meteor, but I did have a Demogorgon in my backyard.
I see.
I was instantly in the Upside Down, so I'm not sure what happened there. I came back
what?
This morning, though.
What was in your
Hancock,
backyard?
Hancock, now you need to polish up on pop culture, Hancock.
What?
Don't give any more.
It's a Stranger Things reference.
Oh,
have you heard
Debbie,
of Stranger Things?
No, he watches all this.
A phenomenon?
Walking zombies and stuff. I'm not into all that stuff.
So then, oddly enough, we all woke up in the morning and no one remembers who the Beatles are. It's weird.
That's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Okay, so if you didn't see it, as I didn't, there's tons of videos from security cameras, from people who are stuck in traffic on 70 to, you know, people's Ring doorbells capturing it.
And it's on national news. So I was watching CBS this morning and it says, you know, meteor flies across the sky in St. Louis. So it's nice to be on national news for something other than crime or STDs.
Or Ascension selling our health information to Google. I'm sorry, they gave it to Google.
Yeah. It's all legal, Debbie.
It's all legal. Okay, so speaking of people stuck on 70 yesterday, it snowed less than 2 inches in most of the St. Louis area. But of course, we know what that means in St. Louis. Horrible traffic and people crashing into each other. The National Weather Service says that it was a record-setting snowfall for this time of year. And they had a news conference this morning at MoDOT headquarters. Here's District Engineer Bob Becker.
We did our best for what we knew about. I mean, yes, it wasn't our best day, and I wish it would have been better, but, you know, for the conditions and what we knew about, we did our best.
All right, Amy, did MoDOT blow it or are St. Louisans just bad drivers?
Well, maybe a little bit of both. I'm not sure how they were caught off guard by the storm system that we had been talking about for 24 hours leading up to it. I like the honesty of his quote, you know, well, wasn't our best day, but we did our best. We tried. At least you tried. And then what is with St. Louis drivers? This is, you know, Mark has his niche references. I'm calling it niche with Stranger Things. But Madagascar is a Disney movie, and it's all these lemurs, and they all freak out when the Fusa come. And the Fusa are these, like, you know, the predators. Trust me, this is a point.
What the hell are you talking about?
She's getting there. She's getting there.
But literally,
I think,
if you know, when it snows, St. Louisans are like,
lemurs.
The Fusa! The Fusa! And they just start running around. They run into each other. They absolutely freak out for no reason. And that's how I feel we are. We're like, it's the Fusa! And we run around and crash into each other.
You know, that is a good point. Because, Mark, I think you'd agree, both of us have lived in northern climates. It's kind of an attitude thing, too, right? Like,
well,
here,
look,
people freak out.
I make fun of people in St. Louis that drive too, and I did it yesterday. But look, let's be honest. And I lived in Milwaukee for 10 years. When you have snow, I don't care how much snow, if it's a half inch, an inch, a couple inches, it's coming down during rush hour. You have very, very cold conditions. There are only so much you can do. I'll give you an example. So I'm driving on 55 home last night. I took 55. Everything was fine. It looked like it was just wet, right? I got to the ramp to go northbound 270, hit the brakes a little, just tapped him to see what was going on. I was skidding. Mm-hmm. So it was a black ice situation. So there's this expectation, and it sounded like MoDOT was accepting some responsibility. I can't speak for the entire region, but there seems to be this expectation that conditions are going to be perfect when there's winter weather. Here's some news. It ain't. So you got to deal with it. Yeah, you got to be careful out there, but people are going to have accidents when they don't expect because of black ice and slippery conditions. There's never going to be a situation. And by the way, this happened in Milwaukee, too. The difference was they were better at cleaning it up right after the snow stopped. They have better snow equipment, and I paid lots of taxes for that snow equipment.
Nope, we lost him. He gone.
What?
What?
I think your headphones
went out.
He's still there.
Wishful thinking.
It was my headphones.
And that's it. We can no longer hear Mark Reardon.
I've got to shorten my headphones. That's terrible. Well, you know what it is with these drivers? You got the people driving 5 miles an hour out there, and then you got the idiots that got the big tires driving 90, you know, and it's all. Play that quote again, Myhill. Play that guy's quote again.
We did our best for what we knew about.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it wasn't our best day, and I wish it would have been better, but, you know, for the conditions and what we knew about, we did our best.
Is that not Jeff Fisher's every post-game interview?
I like the resignation in his voice.
I think that's going to be, what you know, anytime I have a less than stellar performance on the air, I'm just going to say, was not my best day, but... did the best we could. All right, we're getting the timeout signal. That, by the way, is Stranger Things theme song.
Lovely. I got to fix these headphones.
It's 8:41, traffic and weather together, and then round two of OT.
Hey, Cardinals fans, your spot for everything Redbirds this offseason is KMOX. From the hot stove show to the winter meetings in San Diego to winter warm-up, the Cardinal Caravan, then 2020 spring training in Jupiter. Your home for everything Cardinals is KMOX.
It's 8:44, a bright and sunny morning here, Tuesday, November the 12th. John Hancock, Amy Mark Scores, Mark Reardon, I'm Debbie Monterey. And this is something that likely won't be settled until next year, maybe after the next election, who knows. But the Supreme Court is set to take up the Trump administration's plan to end protections that shield about 660,000 immigrants from deportation. And legal experts say all eyes will be on the likely tiebreaker, Chief Justice John Roberts. Now, this was created under an Obama-era executive order. DACA gives some undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children the chance to receive a renewable 2-year period of deferred action from deportation and become eligible for a work permit. Mark Reardon, should these protections come to an end?
Well, I personally don't think so. I think that this is a bit of a negotiating strategy to get this fixed once and for all. But look, these are young people who have been here. They couldn't have been older than 16 when they arrived, and under 32 when it began. So I'm not sure we want to be in the business of sending hundreds of thousands of young people home. But again, I think this is part of the longer strategy to get some of this fixed with immigration.
John?
Well, this is this would be fine if it were legislation passed by Congress and signed into law by the president. This is not something that a president ought to be able to do by executive order. This is legislation. And, you know, I'm all for finding a solution for these DACA folks, but we need to do it after we secure the border. And because if you grant amnesty without securing the border, you're going to get more illegal flow of immigration into the country. There is a way to do this. It's not that controversial. And I think most people would come to the conclusion that secure the border and then fix the problem of the illegals that are here. And then you're off to the races.
So wait, I'm sorry, but before we secure the border, then you'd be okay ending these protections and sending these people back to countries they may not have been to since they were kids, babies?
Well, they shouldn't have the you shouldn't have an executive order that makes policy like this. And so should the Homeland Security be extradite or sending all these people back? Nah, they don't have to do that. And they weren't doing it before the executive order. But as a matter of policy and structure and order, the president of the United States just shouldn't have that kind of sweeping authority.
Yeah, we do need to secure the border because any type of amnesty program ultimately incentivizes illegal immigration. So you need to secure the border. I also think there's an importance to it's important to realize that there is where you should be, where you want to be, and where you are. And you always have to deal with where you are and then take the best steps forward. So with a lot of these people, you know, these members that would be included in the DACA population, which is different than the Dreamer population. The Dreamer population could be upwards of 3 million. This DACA population, 660,000. You know, these are people who are deeply rooted in the United States, who are identifying as U.S. citizens because they came here as kids, no fault of their own that they were brought across the border illegally. So I think it's a very difficult issue. And the idea of uprooting these people who have built their lives here does seem immoral. But how do you work that in with, well, protecting the border? And I think to John's point, you secure the border first, and then you look at where we are and say, how do we deal with this in the best way possible?
We need to take a break, and when we come back, we will have some lighter topics, including, will you pay for one more streaming service? It's 8:48.
I want to hear more.
This is Overtime on KMOX.
All right, it's 8:53. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Mark Reardon, Amy Marks-Kors, and John Hancock. And it is a huge day for a lot of people who love everything Disney and Marvel because Disney streaming service Disney Plus debuts today. It is now the only place that you can watch Disney and Marvel exclusive films and shows. So I already know that John Hancock will not be paying $7.99 a month for this. I'm going to start with our more entertainment-minded person on this panel, Mark Reardon. You have a young child, so you probably are going to pony up for this, aren't you?
It has nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with mom and dad. Are you kidding me? I'll probably pony up because I do this for, you know, most of the streaming services. But last night, during, I think, the best football game of the year in the National Football League, there was a trailer at halftime for the new Star Wars series, and it looked pretty fun. So I was hooked. That worked for me. I'm a little confused as to how I get it on my my Apple TV. I looked for the app last night. Maybe it'll be there today. But yeah, I'm going to pony up. And you said $7.99. I thought it was $6.99.
Oh, maybe it is.
That extra dollar might be my breaking point. I'm going to think about it.
Yeah, maybe it's $7. I don't know. We'll split the difference. Amy?
I don't have any streaming services. I have cable, and it's expensive, and I don't like paying the bill for it, but I just like having all the stations on TV, and I like not choosing. Like, I don't want all the options in the world. Like, you can watch anything you want whenever you want. I like being stuck with what's on.
Are you 80?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I think I am 80.
But some of the
maybe?
Best shows are Netflix original, Hulu original, Apple TV original, Amazon Prime original.
I don't really watch any shows. You know, I realize I'm incredibly lame and dorky, because we established last week that I don't really go out with friends like John Hancock does, and I don't really eat big meals like John Hancock does, big fancy meals.
Those big meals John's always eating.
Yeah.
And so, no, with streaming services...
It kind of explains a lot. Yeah.
But I really don't binge watch. I've never been a big movie TV watcher. So I like it on the background, which we all know would be...
Hallmark Christmas movies,
and that's about it. Because he's in the background.
I'm not getting this.
Okay. Well, one more super quick one. Instagram. I go on Instagram to post pretty pictures, and then I just want to see how many people liked my pretty pictures, and then I'm off. I don't spend a lot of time there, but they're going to stop showing people how many likes your photo got. So the question for Instagram and Instagram users, if you post a picture and no one can see how many people liked it, does it still exist?
Oh, that's a great point.
Yes.
Like, if you post a picture and no one likes it, did it even happen?
Right.
Well, I'm confused because they say part of the goal is to not put pressure. You know, teenagers have pressure and they want to remove that pressure, but you can still see the likes on your own pages. So what point does it serve?
I have no idea, but I do have one more question. John Hancock, what did you think of the overtime segments today?
We did our best for what we knew about it. Yes, it wasn't our best day, and I wish it would have been better, but, you know, for the conditions and what we knew about, we did our best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.